Hello.
Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Crystal, returning your call. How can I help you today, please?
Yes, hi. My name is Bridget Sally. I have a question. I had a refund from you on January the 6th for $59.92. Then they turned around. Let me be sure I'm reading this right. I wrote myself a note where I could talk to you, and now I'm not sure. La la la. Yeah. Okay. I'm reading the right place. Wait a minute. Let me look at this right.
Okay,
That's our
while you're
call.
doing that, I'm going to try to pull up the account for us here.
Okay.
I've got that.
You
Could
want
you
my.
verify your address if you don't mind, please?
Yes. 207 Camellia Street, North South Carolina, 29112.
Okay, so let me see. And while you're looking
Okay.
that up, let me see what I can find out here for us and try to catch myself up. I do
Okay,
see the
good.
account was canceled back on the 24th of January, but I do see you were attempting to be charged the $38.85 for the Pre-Fit Training Club, which is an app. That was declined and did not go through. Let me look these notes that I see. Tell me how I can help you, please. Maybe that'll make this make
Okay.
more
All
sense,
right.
because I see it was
I'm
for a
just
Vanillier skincare cream, reduces wrinkles
Okay.
and fine lines at the beginning.
All right. Okay, good. That helped me because the name on the thing was Shop Stationery, and that was confusing me too. So it looks like I was charged $119.85, and then it might have been a deposit made back to my account of $59.95.
Okay, so let's start from the beginning. Let me see what I can
Okay.
find out exactly.
All right.
I'm trying to look at these notes and they're not making much sense. Let me keep going. So I'm going to go
Okay.
ahead and follow it down. It was for the skincare cream and serum, which reduces wrinkles and fine lines. I'm
All
trying to
right, and I'm gonna
see
go back on
exactly.
my.
Oh, here we go. I found some notes here.
Okay,
You
good.
did call in. Let me catch myself up. This is kind of crazy. Okay, so December 21st, customer called in regarding charges, wants to return product. And let's see, offered wants to cancel the account, settled with a 50% refund to $59.92 without taking any further action, provided cancellation number, let customer know it would take 3 to 5 business days. On 12/21, but let me go back to your account. You have been charged since then. You were charged two more times, $119.85 and $119.85, one for the serum and one for the cream,
Yeah.
on 1/22, where that was not supposed to happen. So we're going to figure that out. First, let's make sure something had to not be canceled correctly. So first thing
Okay.
we're gonna get your refunds next, I promise. First
Okay,
thing we're
good.
gonna do is cancel this account the correct way for us, because usually when that happens, that means somebody did not capitalize the letters to make it be canceled. So we're just gonna do that now for us. Then we're gonna go back and issue the refunds. And I do see you did cancel in December. Was that correct, ma'am?
Yes.
Awesome. And you should not have been charged in January. So no problem. We can go ahead. I don't know what this person did. They did some kind of crazy things. I've never seen anybody write stuff like this, like stop recurring. But hey, we're going to figure it out. That's not even possible
Okay.
to cancel an account. So let me just get it canceled the correct way. That way I can guarantee there'll be no further charges. Then the next thing we're going to do is issue your refunds for you. and that will take just a moment, ma'am, to make sure it goes through.
Okay.
And then I will let you know once we start issuing the refunds. Okay, we've got that there. Sorry, having to clean up somebody else's.
I know.
Yes, it kind of throws you out there. Okay, so the first refund we're doing is $119.85 for January 22nd. This is the first one. So let's make sure that goes through first, and then we'll do the next one next. Okay, that one did go through. And then the second one is also in the amount of $119.85. That will also be back in your account in 3 to 5 business days. So that's 2 amounts of $119.85. That'll be back in your account in 3 to 5 business days. No more charges. The charge on today for $38.84 was declined, but I did go ahead and get that canceled also to make sure there would be no further charges. Is that correct, ma'am?
I think so.
Okay. As long as we're on the same page. Okay, because that's what I'm seeing here, which went wrong. So your 2 amounts of $119.85, that's twice, will both be back in the account in 3 to 5 business days. No more charges whatsoever. I got the account canceled correctly. Can I provide you with a confirmation number if you would like, please?
Okay. Yeah, let me sign my...
Take your time.
I had a pen.
No, you're good.
A few weeks ago, and where did I lose it at? I really did have a pen.
Oh, you're fine. Take your time.
I have had the hardest time keeping up with stuff today.
I think it's my life. I turned 40, and now I feel like I just walk around looking for things.
Well, I turned 60, so... It's double trouble when you
get
older.
Oh, no, don't tell me it gets worse.
I'm sorry. Because
my 11-year-old thinks I'm crazy.
I think I'm crazy, too.
What did I come in this room for? She said, I can't read your mind.
I looked at my house over for a pen last night, and it's like, where have all my pens gone? I found one in the car, and I couldn't find any more. And now I found this one, and I was writing with it just a few minutes ago, because I was writing myself a note when I called y'all and left the callback number, and I have not moved, and now I can't find the darn pen.
You're
not
fine. Take your time. I'm sorry.
I can find everything else but my pen.
Oh,
okay,
that's me. I lose my phone my phone and me just don't get in my car keys. Phone and car keys.
Oh, no. You don't even want to go there. The other day, I went to go out the door to go to work, and I couldn't find my car keys anywhere, and I usually keep them in my purse. It took me 15 minutes, and they were in my pants pocket that I changed into it. And I'm going,
that sounds
why?
Like me. How many times have I tried to find my phone that I'm looking at, I'm holding in my hand?
I know, yes. And I'm retired, but I work for this lady. And I'm always going, please call my phone, or she's telling me, call
my
phone.
It's either me, that's the game me and my daughter play on a daily basis. No. Call my phone, baby. Call my phone, mama.
I know. And then when you're home by yourself, you're going, I can't call it.
Yes.
I can't find it.
I've even ran next door and asked my neighbor to call it before.
My friend has sent me a message from her iPad. Can't find my phone. Call me.
Yes, I feel it.
I know. All right, so, and with this account, it's really weird. I have another, and it comes up, stop stationery, okay, from my bank, okay, shop stationery. And you go, what kind of stationery or what kind of store? You know, that kind of thing. And then you call in, and it's with...
something totally different. I get it.
Cream. And I have called, and then I get confused. And then another one I've got, and I called it today, too, and it comes up, and it's something with beauty cream, and it's called Toddler Cool /
No.
Toddler. And I'm going, what the hell?
It doesn't make sense. I totally agree.
No.
Because they don't let me see how they code it with the merchant ID.
Isn't it crazy? The beauty cream shop stationery. And the other one, I got to actually call them back, too, because when I called her, because they did the same thing. They canceled it, but it was a reoccurring. They canceled it, but they didn't put it in for the reoccurring. They just canceled it for that one time.
Oh, no. And okay.
Yes. Yeah, so now they've got me back on the reoccurring, and they charged me again. But they had given me a refund twice, but they took it back. And I'm going, what is going on? So,
oh,
and then when
yes,
the girl
yes.
called me back today, I didn't have my that one and y'all, I had gotten confused because they were taken out at the same time. And so I got confused at who I was talking to. So I've got to call her back and say, hey, I know you canceled the reoccurring today, but I never talked to you about why did y'all give me my money back, but then take it right back out again. So
oh, yes.
I'm not even sure if I'm talking to. Okay, I found my pen. I'm
awesome.
Ready for the cancellation number.
Yes, Ann. It is going to be C as in Charlie, 6-6-3-5-6-6-9-3-5-3.
Okay. And today is the 4th. Okay.
Yes, Ann. And you will have no more charges for us whatsoever. I made sure we got your account canceled correctly this time. And I made sure we went ahead and gave you those refunds when you should not have been charged because you were canceled.
I appreciate that so much. Thank
you.
You
were so welcome. I thank you, ma'am, for calling customer service. You have been so sweet. You have a great night.
No, you have.
Well,
thank
awesome.
You. You have a great night.
You too, ma'am. Thanks for calling customer service. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.